Measure H. Solano County 2016 Transactions and Use Tax. Shall the people of Solano County enact a 1/2% sales tax for general governmental purposes, such as maintenance and repair of local streets and roads, pothole repairs, road safety projects, senior and disability mobility, and other essential services within the 7 cities and unincorporated area for 5 years with annual audits made available to the public, showing how revenue was spent the previous year? Yes, no. County Council's impartial analysis of Measure H. The County of Solano has proposed a general transactions and use tax, sales tax, of 1/2% per dollar, 0.050%. The tax would be levied for no more than 5 years unless extended by the voters. State law authorizes the county to levy a general sales tax if the ordinance proposing the tax is approved by a 2/3 vote of all members of the Board of Supervisors and the tax is approved by a majority of the qualified voters of the entire county voting in the election. The Board of Supervisors unanimously approved the tax on February 9, 2016. If a majority of the voters in the county who vote on this measure vote yes, the measure will pass and the sales tax will be levied. The estimated annual revenue generated by this general tax, which is listed on the ballot in the fiscal impact statement, will be deposited into the general fund and would be available for general governmental purposes, including maintaining and repairing local streets and roads, repairing potholes, implementing road safety projects, addressing senior and disabled mobility issues, and other essential services. The revenue from the tax would be annually appropriated by the Board of Supervisors for general governmental purposes. This measure does not restrict the use of the tax revenue to any specific purpose. The tax would be paid in addition to the current sales tax. Like the current sales tax, the tax would be imposed on all retailers in the incorporated and unincorporated territory of the county for the selling of tangible personal property, subject to certain exemptions and exclusions identified in the measure. An independent citizens' oversight committee would review the receipt and expenditures of the tax revenue, including the county's annual independent audit, in conjunction with the county's budget process. The committee may make recommendations to the Board of Supervisors regarding expenditures from the tax. If approved, the tax would take effect immediately on June 7, 2016, and become operative on October 1, 2016. The tax will terminate in 5 years unless a majority of voters reauthorize the tax at a subsequent election. Respectfully submitted, signed Dennis Bunting, Solano County Council. Measure H, Fiscal Impact Statement, Elections Code Section 13119. Rate of tax to be levied. 1/2%, 0.50%. Amount of money to be raised annually, $33,703,000 estimated. Duration of the tax, 5 years. Arguments in support of or in opposition to the proposed laws are the opinions of the authors. Argument in favor of Measure H. Ballot argument, yes on Measure H. Measure H will provide short-term funding that will be directed to our local cities for streets and roads repair in your neighborhood. All revenues raised by this measure is required by law to stay in Solano County. Together, Measure H and Measure G will fix our local streets and roads, improve road safety, and support transportation for seniors and people with disabilities. Measure H is the safe, reliable, temporary funding we need and includes the following public protections. It expires in 5 years. No funds will be spent without approval from a Citizens' Oversight Committee. All funds must be spent in accordance with the authorized purpose. Measure G. Annual audits of all expenditures will be published publicly. All revenue will be kept in our local communities and can't be taken by the state. Measure G directs all funds raised by Measure H to be used to fix potholes, repair and maintain local streets and roads, improve road safety, and provide transportation for seniors and people with disabilities. The Solano 2014 Annual Pothole Report shows that 50% of local streets and roads are in poor or at-risk condition and are getting worse. Due to cuts in state funding, Solano County has less than half the amount of money needed to maintain our roads and not enough funding to improve them. To address this urgent need, the mayors of Benicia, Dixon, Fairfield, Real Vista, Sassoon City, Vacaville, and Vallejo requested that Measure H be placed on the ballot to provide the funding they need to fix roads and improve road safety. We urge you to join us and vote yes on Measure H. Signed, Linda J. Seifert, Supervisor. Signed, Skip Thompson, Supervisor. Signed, Jim Sparing, Supervisor. Signed, John M. Vasquez, County Supervisor. Signed, Aaron Hannigan, Supervisor. Arguments in favor of or in opposition to the proposed laws are the opinions of the authors. Rebuttal to the argument in favor of Measure H. In 2013-14, Solano County residents paid over $2.5 billion in federal and state income tax, property tax, and sales tax. And that doesn't even count the amount we paid in utility taxes, DMV fees, federal and state gas taxes, payments on bonds or special districts, etc. Many of the taxes we pay are intended specifically for transportation projects, like the 69.2 cents we pay per gallon of gasoline, or the 0.5% sales tax of the 7.265% we pay in state sales tax. Many cities in Solano also charge an additional 0.25% to 1% sales tax. Most promised to fix our streets and potholes with these revenues. You want to know the truth about Measure H? Truth is, Solano County and its cities would be better served by working together to receive more of a share of federal and state transportation dollars by working with their legislative delegations. Truth is, the Citizens Oversight Committee is advisory at best, and if you read Section 11-715D, it specifically states in part, quote, "The committee's responsibilities shall not include decision-making on spending priorities, nor shall it direct county staff or officials," end quote. Truth is, all sales taxes are regressive to the total economy. They hit lower-income households harder than they do those with higher incomes. Truth is, higher sales taxes mean less money to local merchants as people begin to shop in neighboring counties with lower sales tax or shop more on the internet. Now you know the truth. Vote no. Signed, Murray Bass, columnist. Signed, Kathy Rich, legislative analyst. Signed, John F. Takuchi. Signed, Shirley Colleen Britton. Central Solano Citizens Taxpayer Group. Signed, Janet Serlin Roberts, president. Arguments in favor of or in opposition to the proposed laws are the opinions of the authors. Argument against Measure H. Building and maintaining roadways is a major function of local governments. City streets are the responsibility of each city. Roads outside cities are the responsibility of the county. Adequate funding should be in every agency's budget. Solano's cities and the county have neglected their responsibilities for too long. This proposed 5-year, 1.5% countywide sales tax increase has us taxpayers covering their negligence. Relying on a temporary tax to solve a long-standing problem is not responsible. The county admits that funds budgeted for road maintenance have never met the actual needs. Furthermore, temporary taxes almost always wind up becoming permanent taxes. We've been there, but not again. This is a general tax. Revenues can and will be used by cities and the county for anything they want. There is no way to guarantee it will be spent on roads. The accompanying advisory measure is just that. Advisory, a feel-good ploy with absolutely no teeth. Previous general sales tax measures presented to the public for purposes such as road conditions, pothole repair, maintenance of streets, medians, and streetlights have been passed and are still in effect in several Solano cities. Benicia, 1%, Fairfield, 1%, Vacaville, 0.25%, and Vallejo, 1%. Measure H would add an additional 0.5% on top of those existing taxes. Californians are already taxed 69 cents per gallon in federal and state gas taxes. Isn't that enough? Each city and the county should be placing a special tax on their ballots just for streets and roads. That's the honest way. Why is this general tax on the ballot? Simple. A general tax is easier to pass, requiring only a majority vote. And by promising cities a cut of the money without doing any of the work, every city council backs it. Vote no on Measure H. Central Solano Citizen Taxpayer Group. Signed, Janet Serlin Roberts. Signed, Murray Bass, columnist. Signed, Kathy Rich, legislative analyst. Signed, Solano County Taxpayers Association. Signed, George Gwynn, Jr., president. Signed, Jerry Hayes, former mayor, City of Benicia. Rebuttal to the argument against Measure H. Solano County residents have made it clear that fixing our local streets and roads is their top transportation priority. We agree and take this responsibility very seriously. How are we supposed to do this without funding? We have lost over 25% of funding from the state, a cut of more than $5 million. We are doing everything we can to fix our local streets and roads, but we need more funding. All funds raised by Measure H will be directed by Measure G for local street and road repair, fixing potholes, road safety, and transportation for seniors and people with disabilities. Measure H will expire in 5 years. All the revenue generated will stay right here in Solano County to fix our local roads. None of these local funds can be cut or taken by the state. All funds will be spent in accordance with Measure G, fixing our local streets and roads, improving road safety, and supporting transportation for seniors and people with disabilities. Audits of funding will be published annually. We support Measure G and Measure H because together they will give us the tools we need to repair our local streets and roads. Half of our local streets and roads are already in poor or at-risk condition. This hurts local businesses and residents. Measure H will provide the funding we need to fix our local streets and improve safety. Join us and vote yes on Measure H. Signed, Elizabeth Patterson, Benicia Mayor. Signed, Lynn Augustine, Vacaville Mayor. Signed, Harry Price, Fairfield Mayor. Signed, Jack Batchelor, Dixon Mayor. Signed, Osby Davis, Vallejo Mayor. Measure H. Ordinance number 2016-1770. An ordinance adding Article 17 to Chapter 11 of the Solano County Code, imposing a general countywide transactions and use tax to be administered by the State Board of Equalization. The people of the County of Solano ordain as follows. Section 1. Article 17 is added to Chapter 11 of the Solano County Code to read, Article 17, Solano County 2016 Transactions and Use Tax, Section 11-700. This ordinance shall be known as the Solano County 2016 Transactions and Use Tax Ordinance. This ordinance shall be applicable in the incorporated and unincorporated territory of Solano County, the county. Section 11-701. Operative date. Operative date means the first day of the first calendar quarter commencing more than 110 days after the adoption of this ordinance. Section 11-702. Purpose. This ordinance is adopted to achieve the following, among other purposes, and directs that its provisions are interpreted to accomplish these purposes. A. To impose a retail transactions and use tax in accordance with the provisions of Part 1.6, commencing with Section 7251 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, and Section 7285 of Part 1.7 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, which authorizes the county to adopt this tax ordinance, which shall be operative if a majority of the qualified voters voting on the measure vote to approve the imposition of the tax at an election called for that purpose. B. To adopt a retail transactions and use tax ordinance that incorporates provisions identical to those of the sales and use tax law of the State of California insofar as those provisions are consistent with the requirements and limitations contained in Part 1.6 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code. C. To adopt a retail transactions and use tax ordinance that imposes a tax and provides a measure for it that the State Board of Equalization can administer and collect in a manner that adapts itself as fully as practicable to and requires the least possible deviation from the existing statutory and administrative procedures followed by the State Board of Equalization in administering and collecting the California sales and use taxes. D. To adopt a retail transactions and use tax ordinance, which can be administered in a manner that shall be, to the greatest degree possible, consistent with the provisions of Part 1.6 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, minimize the cost of collecting the transactions and use taxes, and at the same time, minimize the burden of record-keeping upon persons subject to taxation under the provisions of this ordinance. E. To raise the appropriations limit for the county. Section 11-703, Contract with State. Prior to the operative date, the county shall contract with the State Board of Equalization to perform all functions incident to the administration and operation of this transactions and use tax ordinance, provided that if the county has not contracted with the State Board of Equalization prior to the operative date, it shall nevertheless so contract, and in that case, the operative date will be the first day of the first calendar quarter following the execution of the contract. Section 11-704. Transactions tax rate. For the privilege of selling tangible personal property at retail, a tax is imposed upon all retailers in the incorporated and unincorporated territory of the county at the rate of 0.5%, 0.50% of the gross receipts of any retailer from the sale of all tangible personal property sold at retail in the territory on or after the operative date of this ordinance. Section 11-705, Place of Sale. For the purposes of this ordinance, all retail sales are consummated at the place of business of the retailer unless the tangible personal property sold is delivered by the retailer or his or her agent to an out-of-state destination or to a common carrier for delivery to an out-of-state destination. The gross receipts from such sales shall include delivery charges, when such charges are subject to the state sales and use tax, regardless of the place to which delivery is made. In the event a retailer has no permanent place of business in the state, or has more than one place of business, the place or places at which the retail sales are consummated shall be determined under rules and regulations to be prescribed and adopted by the State Board of Equalization. Section 11-706, Use Tax Rate. An excise tax is imposed on the storage, use, or other consumption in the county of tangible personal property purchased from any retailer on or after the operative date of this ordinance for storage, use, or other consumption in the territory at the rate of 0.5%, 0.5% of the sales price of the property. The sales price shall include delivery charges when such charges are subject to state sales or use tax, regardless of the place to which delivery is made. Section 11-707, Adoptions of Provisions of State Law. Except as otherwise provided in this ordinance, and except insofar as they are inconsistent with the provisions of Part 1.6 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, all of the provisions of Part 1, commencing with Section 6001 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, are adopted and incorporated by this reference. Section 11-708, Limitations on Adoption of State Law and Collection of Use Taxes. A. In adopting the provisions of Part 1 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, wherever the state of California is named or referred to as the taxing authority, the name of this county shall be substituted for it. However, the substitution shall not be made when 1. The word state is used as part of the title of the state controller, state treasurer, state board of control, state board of equalization, state treasury, or the constitution of the state of California. 2. The result of that substitution would require an action to be taken by or against this county, or any agency, officer, or employee of it, rather than by or against the State Board of Equalization, in performing the functions incident to the administration or operation of this ordinance. 3. In those sections, including but not necessarily limited to, sections referring to the exterior boundaries of the state of California, where the substitution would be to A. provide an exemption from this tax with respect to certain sales, storage, use, or other consumption of tangible personal property, which would not otherwise be exempt from this tax, while such sales, storage, use, or other consumption remains subject to tax by the state, remains subject to tax by the state under the provisions of Part 1 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, or B. impose this tax with respect to certain sales, storage, use, or other consumption of tangible personal property which would not be subject to the tax by the state under the provisions of that code. 4. In Sections 6701, 6702, except in its last sentence, 6711, 6715, 6737, 6797, or 6828 of the Revenue and Taxation Code. B. The word county shall be substituted for the word state in the phrase retailer engaged in business in this state, in Section 6203, in the definition of that phrase, in Section 6203. Section 11-709, Permit Not Required. If a seller's permit has been issued to a retailer under Section 6067 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, this ordinance shall not require an additional transactor's permit. Section 11-710, Exemptions and Exclusions. A. Thou shalt be excluded from the measure of the transactions tax and use tax, the amount of any sales tax or use tax imposed by the State of California or by any city, city and county, or county pursuant to the Bradley Burns Uniform Local Sales and Use Tax Law, or the amount of any state-administered transactions or use tax. B. There are exempted from the computation of the amount of transactions tax the gross receipts from 1. Sales of tangible personal property other than fuel or petroleum products to operators of aircraft to be used or consumed principally outside the county in which the sale is made and directly and exclusively in the use of such aircraft as common carriers or persons or property under the authority of the laws of California, the United States, or any foreign government. 2. Sales of property to be used outside the county, which is shipped to a point outside the county, pursuant to the contract of sale, by delivery of such point by the retailer, his or her agent, or by delivery by the retailer to a carrier for shipment to a consignee at such point. For the purposes of this subsection, delivery to a point outside the county shall be satisfied, A, with respect to vehicles, other than commercial vehicles, subject to registration under Chapter 1, commencing with Section 4000 of Division 3 of the Vehicle Code, aircraft licensed according to Section 21411 of the Public Utilities Code, and undocumented vessels registered under Chapter 2 of Division 3.5, commencing with Section 9840 of the Vehicle Code by registration to an out-of-county address and by a declaration under penalty of perjury signed by the buyer stating that such address is, in fact, his or her principal place of residence, and B. With respect to commercial vehicles, by registration to a place of business out of county, and declaration under penalty of perjury signed by the buyer, stating that the vehicle shall be operated from that address. 3. The sale of tangible personal property, if the seller is obligated to furnish the property for a fixed price under a contract entered into prior to the operative date of this ordinance. 4. A lease of tangible personal property, which is a continuing sale of such property for any period of time for which the lessor is obligated to lease the property for an amount fixed by the lease prior to the operative date of this ordinance. 5. For the purposes of subsections 3 and 4 of this subdivision, the sale or lease of tangible personal property shall be deemed not to be obligated under a contract or lease for any period of time for which any party to the contract or lease has the unconditional right to terminate the contract or lease upon notice, whether or not such right is exercised. C. There are exempted from the use tax imposed by this ordinance the storage, use, or other consumption in this county of tangible personal property. 1. The gross receipts from the sale of which have been subject to a transactions tax under any state-administered transactions and use tax ordinance. 2. Other than fuel or petroleum products purchased by operators of aircraft and used or consumed by such operators directly and exclusively in the use of such aircraft as common carriers of persons or property for hire or compensation under a certificate of public convenience and necessity issued under the laws of California, the United States, or any foreign government. This exemption is in addition to the exemptions provided in Sections 6366 and 6366.1 of the Revenue and Taxation Code. 3. If the purchaser is obligated to purchase the property for a fixed price under a contract entered into before the operative date of this ordinance. 4. If the possession of or the exercise of any right or power over the tangible personal property arises under a lease which is a continuing purchase of such property for any period of time for which the lessee is obligated to lease the property for an amount fixed by a lease before the operative date of this ordinance. 5. For the purposes of subsections 3 and 4 of this section, storage, use, or other consumption or possession of or exercise of any right or power over tangible personal property shall be deemed not to be obligated under a contract or lease for any period of time for which any party to the contract or lease has the unconditional right to terminate the contract or lease upon notice, whether or not such right is exercised. 6. Except as provided in subsection 7, a retailer is engaged in business in the county shall not be required to collect use tax from the purchaser of tangible personal property unless the retailer ships or delivers the property into the county or participates within the county in making the sale of the property, including but not limited to soliciting or receiving the order, either directly or indirectly, at a place of business of the retailer in the county or through any representative, agent, canvasser, solicitor, subsidiary, or person in the county under the authority of the retailer. 7. A retailer engaged in business in the county shall also include any retailer of the following: vehicles subject to registration under Chapter 1, commencing with Section 4000 of Division 3 of the Vehicle Code, aircraft licensed according to Section 21411 of the Public Utilities Code, or undocumented vessels registered under Division 3.5, commencing with Section 9840 of the Vehicle Code. That retailer shall be required to collect use tax from any purchaser who registers or licenses the vehicle, vessel, or aircraft at an address in the county. D. Any person subject to use tax under this ordinance may credit against that tax any transactions tax or reimbursement for transactions tax paid to a county imposing or a retailer liable for transactions tax under Part 1.6 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code with respect to the sale to the person of the property, the storage, use, or other consumption of which is subject to the use tax. Section 11-711. Amendments. All amendments subject to the effective date of this ordinance to Part 1 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code relating to sales and use taxes, which are not inconsistent with Part 1.6 and 1.7 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, and all amendments to Part 1.6 and 1.7 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code shall automatically become a part of this ordinance, provided, however, that no such amendment shall operate to affect the rate of tax imposed by this ordinance. Section 11-712. Enjoining collection forbidden. No injunction or writ of mandate or other legal or equitable process shall issue in any suit, action, or proceeding in any court against the State of California or the county, or against any officer of the State of California or the county to prevent or enjoin the collection under this ordinance or Part 1.6 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code of any tax or any amount of tax required to be collected. Section 11-713, Use of the Taxes. The tax imposed by this ordinance is a general tax within the meaning of Article 13C, Section 1A of the California Constitution. The revenue generated by this tax is available for general governmental purposes and shall be paid to the general fund for use by the county. Section 11-714, Increase of Appropriations Limit. The appropriations limit of the county shall be increased by the amount of the revenue anticipated to be collected by the county from the transactions and use tax to allow spending of the tax revenue for the period allowed by law. Section 11-715, Independent Citizens Oversight Committee and Annual Audit. A. The Board of Supervisors shall establish a Citizens Oversight Committee to provide transparency and ensure fiscal accountability. The committee shall review the receipt and expenditures of the revenue from the transactions and use tax, including the county's annual independent audit. The committee's review shall be completed in conjunction with the county's budget process. The committee shall produce an annual oral or written report on its review, which shall be considered by the Board of Supervisors at a public meeting. The committee may provide budget recommendations to the Board of Supervisors regarding expenditures from the transactions and use tax. Any written report shall be a public record. The Board of Supervisors shall adopt a resolution regarding the appointment of the committee members and any additional duties of the committee. B. The funds collected from the transactions and use tax ordinance shall be accounted for and tracked by the county auditor controller in a separate fund to facilitate citizen oversight. C. The amount generated by this general purpose revenue source and how it was used shall be included in the annual audit of the county's financial operations by an independent certified public accountant, which the committee shall review. D. To preserve the integrity and independence of the oversight process, the committee's responsibilities shall not include decision-making on spending priorities, financing plan, or tax rate projections or assumption, and the committee shall have no authority to direct, nor shall it direct, county staff or officials. Section 11-716, Effective Date. This ordinance relates to the levying and collecting of the county's transactions and use taxes and shall take effect immediately upon the close of polls on June 7, 2016, if approved by a majority of the qualified voters of the entire county voting on the measure at the election held that day. Section 7-717, Termination Date. The authority to levy the tax imposed by this ordinance shall expire 5 years from the operative date, unless extended by the voters in the manner set forth in Revenue and Taxation Code Section 7285. Section 11-718, Compliance with California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA. Under CEQA guidelines, Section 15378B4, adoption of this ordinance is not a project subject to the requirements of CEQA. Section 11-719, Severability. If any provision of this ordinance or its application to any person or circumstance is held invalid, the remainder of the ordinance and the application of such provision to other persons or circumstances shall not be affected. Ordinance number 2016-1770. Section 2. This ordinance shall be published once within 15 days after its passage in the Fairfield Daily Republic, a newspaper of general circulation in Solano County. Passed and adopted by the Solano County Board of Supervisors at its regular meeting on February 9, 2016, by the following vote. Ayes, Supervisors, Seaford, Spearing, Thompson, Vasquez, and Chairwoman Hannigan. Noes, Supervisors, none. Excused, Supervisors, none. Signed, Erin Hannigan, Chairwoman, Solano County Board of Supervisors. Attest, Birgitta E. Corsello, Clerk, Board of Supervisors. By, signed, Jeanette Belinder, Chief Deputy Clerk. Introduced, February 2, 2016. Adopted, February 9, 2016. Effective, June 7, 2016, if voter approved. Operative, October 1, 2016, if voter approved.